Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and that means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
Unfortunately, there is a murder story that's going on right now in your region. Explain.
Yes, David. I used to be able to tell you murders are rare in Otsego County. Before this year, there hadn't been a single one in a half dozen years. That's none at all. This year, there have been three. Beginning day one, when a young man struck his older companion with a barbell after a New Year's Eve party. So that's three in 60,000 people, which computes to 5 per 100,000, which is the equivalent of the national murder rate. So I'd say that's probably a first for Otsego County. Additionally, right now there's a page-turner of a murder trial underway in county court here in Cooperstown, dating back 17 years to 2000, when a wife was run over by an 18-wheeler driven by her husband in a dandy mart just across the Pennsylvania line near Binghamton. Now, at the time, David, police in Athens, Pennsylvania, ruled it an accident, but the wife's family has been doggedly trying to convince someone to reopen the case. So last year, our district attorney, John Mule, finally did so. He reasoned, since the alleged crime was devised at Goodyear Lake in Otsego County, and since the victim was intentionally transported from Otsego County to her death, he had jurisdiction. The husband, Casey Callahan, is serving a sentence in Attica on an unrelated crime, but he was brought back to county jail in recent days, and Monday was in county court facing a first-degree murder charge. Over 3 days, the district attorney called 21 witnesses, people who testified to serious problems in the marriage, people who witnessed the death and had lingering questions about what happened. The wife, Elizabeth Welsh's psychiatrist, testified she was terrified of her husband. Even the woman Callahan was having an affair with at the time of Elizabeth's death took the stand. So pretty seamy stuff. The critical testimony was supplied by two former friends of the accused, Elizabeth's brother Patrick and another pal, Joe Keto. And they reported on a conversation 4 months before the death where Casey reflected on his idea of a perfect crime. The crime he described then sounded an awful lot like the one that happened 4 months later at that dandy mart in Pennsylvania. Very chilling. If Callahan is found guilty, I'd say that's probably the clincher. Callahan was the only witness in his own defense. Yesterday afternoon, he said he loved his wife and didn't do it. Closing arguments are this morning, and a verdict may happen before the end of the week. So check allotsego.com if you're interested. So as you can imagine, David, this is the talk of the town. Elizabeth Welsh was from a big family in Goodyear Lake in Oneonta, and the family members have a lot of friends. So a lot of folks feel a personal stake in the outcome. So Cooperstown may be Shangri-La, as I've said before, David, but even in Shangri-La, I guess there's a thunderstorm once in a while.
Well, we've been talking with Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allotsego.com, where you can go to read about this story and more. Jim, thanks.
Thank you, David.